Welcome to Your Life Reset, a Virta Health podcast series. I'm your host, Teresa Link, and in this series, we'll hear from people on their Virta journey, the wins, failures, moments of adversity, and moments of joy they're experiencing along the way. So sit back, relax, and listen as we unwrap the truly human experience of Virta.
Hey there, listeners. Welcome back. Today, we are chatting with Luis Guardado, who has lost almost 45 pounds and reduced his A1C from 8.5 to 5.6, all just in the past year with Virta. And he came off one of his diabetes medications in the process. He also dropped his triglyceride levels from nearly 500 all the way down to 100 while eating more fat. So today, we'll explore his journey from starting out skeptical to then fully embracing a completely new way of eating, and how having a baby shifted his perspective on basically everything. So it's an episode you're not going to want to miss. Welcome to the show today, Luis. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. I am excited as well.
Well, to start us off today, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself to kind of get to know you. So how do you like to spend your free time when you have it?
Most of my free time, at least previously, I would do a lot of video games. So I play a lot of games. I have a computer. I have consoles. I have everything you can think of game related.
The whole setup.
I spend way too much money, to be honest. But I do also, I graduated from Texas A&M. So I watch football constantly. I'm NCAA all the way. I watch it from the moment the season is open all the way till the playoffs.
Awesome. Is A&M in a playoff?
No.
This year?
I'm sad.
Are they even close? Were they in the top 20? Okay. I was just
curious. We're not going to talk about that.
Oh, it's regular. It's University of Texas that's been doing so well. Okay. Sorry about that.
And then you just made it worse. You just gut punch right there.
Okay, we'll move on. You love football. You're in Texas. And you love gaming. So, awesome. One thing that we've talked previously, you've been on a couple of different webinars and things like that. You've talked about your journey to a few different audiences for Virta and for some of our members alike. And so now I'm excited for you to bring that story to all of our listeners on our podcast today. I wanted to start us off with a question about how you were kind of skeptical in the beginning. You know, you mentioned you've tried different approaches to losing weight and to trying to improve your health in the past. So what made you decide to go with Virta? How was that different?
To be honest, I wasn't sure about Virta. But I had previously tried other programs that kind of had the same situation or the same sort of setup where it says, we're going to try you. You're going to have to do this. You're going to log your meals. You're going to be keeping track of everything and see how it goes. This is not my first program that I've tried. And most of them did not work at all, if any. So I am very skeptical. So I like to prove people wrong. So when I see an opportunity to show that it doesn't work, I like to do it.
Well, you know, that's any good scientific experiment, right? You're trying to prove your hypothesis wrong. So nothing wrong with that. What were some of the things that, you know, made it so, you know, what didn't work for you in some past attempts?
The food logging. Food logging was a very big one that a lot of programs did. And I tried to do it and keep track of it. But every time it got busy, it just became harder and harder to keep tracking it. And then it slowly got worse and worse. And then whenever I asked for any kind of like information or kind of advice on how to proceed to make sure I don't remember, I didn't really get much advice.
Okay.
Other than we'll just put it in your calendar and you'll remember. And I was like, well, okay, if that was the situation, I would have done that from day one. But
yeah.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's tough when you don't have that feedback, right? You don't quite know how you're doing, if what you're doing is making a difference. Yeah, that's tricky. So how have things been different for you since you've joined Virta in terms of, hey, it's different. It's been working for you. What kind of made it different for you?
I think the contact within my coach is what made a big difference for me, because it's not just I'm not a number to the program. I'm a person, and everyone's different and unique in their own way. So whenever I talked to Mike, who's my coach, he was like, hey, I just want to let you know we're not all perfect. This is how it's going to happen. We're going to try to get you there. If you fault or if something happens bad, just pick yourself up and keep it going. If you ever need anything, feel free to reach out. So it's that the idea that there's somebody there that you can reach out to whenever you're either hitting those lows or you just don't understand what's going on and don't know how to move forward to make sure you're still doing good in the program.
Yeah, and to help keep you accountable, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and not just what you're eating, but how your body is adapting to what you're eating, I think, is so helpful to know. Otherwise, you're kind of flying blind. So I'm glad that things have been working for you and that you've been really taking advantage of that relationship with your coach. I just think it's so valuable. So Luis, we just came out of a big holiday season, right? So if you're listening now, it's probably a little bit after January, middle of January when we're recording this today. But we just came out of lots and lots of holidays, which I know are a tough time when people are trying to, you know, eat healthy, right? We do get a bit of a break in January, right? Everybody's trying to stick to some New Year's resolutions. And so January tends to be a pretty good one in terms of not having tons and tons of events and goodies and junk foods all around. But, you know, before we know it, we're going to hit Valentine's Day, where we're going to be bombarded with, you know, chocolate hearts, and then, you know, Easter, where we're going to have, you know, Easter candy lining all of the shelves. And, you know, before you know it, we've got barbecues in the summer and vacations and things like that. So it's almost like there's just really never, you know, ever a break from those special events. So my question is, how have you been able to make that work? And, you know, what kind of advice might you give other members who are kind of dreading maybe some of these special events or holidays that are coming up, so that they can really continue to feel successful and stick to their goals?
I think the biggest one was just know that you can talk to people, if it's friends, if it's family, they can understand the situation and what you're trying to do. I do have a big support system within my family, with my wife and her family. Anytime we go to different events or something, there's always a dish or something that either my mother-in-law would make or I would bring with me to make sure that I have something to eat. But also understand that no matter the events that you go to and the foods that's there, there's something that you can eat. It's just a matter of doing your homework and making sure you're prepared ahead of time so that you know what to look for. Because there's always fruit trays, there's vegetable trays, there's stuff like that. You don't always have to eat it with like the ranch, but you can mix and match and make a whole dish out of things that you can eat without putting yourself in that situation that's bad for you.
I love that you mentioned bringing a dish for yourself and perhaps something that you can share with others. I always find that whenever I bring something that's low in carbs, it's always this delectable thing that other people want to go after. And then before you know it, there's nothing left. So, but bringing something for yourself and for others, I think is just such a great strategy. In addition to, there's typically always something that you can find to make it work. Okay, so Luis, you talked about how you've had really great support from your family, and that's really wonderful to hear. I think one of the toughest things for a lot of people have been desserts. You know, desserts are pretty much everywhere around the holidays or other special events, right? How have you kind of navigated that situation? Are you a sweets guy? Is that something that you kind of have always enjoyed?
I am very much a sweets guy, and that was one of the biggest concerns for me, because I love bread, I love candy, I love anything that has sugar in it, but that's also how I got in the situation. So just trying to find ways. I know whenever I was going to different events and everyone was bringing a dish, I looked up the Virta app for anybody who's using it. There is a whole plethora of information that includes different recipes. And I actually found a cheesecake recipe in there that, because I love cheesecake. So as soon as I saw that one, and I know my numbers were a little bit better, I decided, let's give it a try. try a small piece and see how it tastes like. And ever since then, I bring that everywhere I go to any friends get together and say, hey, look, I brought dessert. It's good for me and you're going to enjoy it. Let's try it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love a good low-carb cheesecake because you can modify it in a ton of different ways. You know, you can add pumpkin in the fall, you know, bring it to Thanksgiving, possibly. You can make it. I think there's like a death by chocolate cheesecake that you can make. You can add like strawberry sugar-free gelatin. I mean, it's so versatile. What was the first, let's say, sweet treat or dessert that you tried to make since you started Virta? And how did it go?
The cheesecake was actually the very first one.
Really?
I went through everything and I was like, no. And then I saw the cheesecake because I've always enjoyed cheesecake. The first time it went horribly wrong.
I feel better now.
Everything, I was like, I'm following the directions, and I looked at it and I followed it, and then it looked like it was sludge, and I was like, I don't know what I did wrong.
But did it taste good?
It tasted good, but it didn't look good. So it was my own failed experiment that I ate in shame and said, I'll do better next time.
Well, it tasted good, and it was a heck of a lot better for you than a sugary cheesecake. So that's the most important thing. The same thing happened to me when I was first trying to make like a keto chocolate. It looked horrible, but I thought, oh, wow, this actually tastes really good. I can figure this out and actually make it kind of look decent and maybe bring it to some events. And that gradually turned into something that was one of my favorites. Another thing that I think was the very first kind of sweet that I tried was something that's called cream cheese clouds. And it's as simple as cream cheese mixed with, I enjoy using erythritol, but some people will use, you know, granulated allulose or stevia, you know, things like that. And just those two together, maybe a little bit of vanilla, for me was just like a total game changer. And if I don't have a lot of time, I like to have those in the freezer too. They're really, really great. But, you know, kudos to you to really starting off with the cheesecake. And now you've got a really great thing that you can bring to really any kind of occasion. Hopefully you get a slice before everybody else goes after it, right? I'd say that's probably the biggest challenge.
The slice is gone before I bring it in.
Good. Excellent strategy. Yeah. Excellent
I'm guaranteed
strategy.
At least one slice.
I think that's really important to at least pay attention to the fact that there could be desserts and find out, is that something that could be an issue for you? Or if you're not a dessert person, then maybe it's okay to just steer clear of it. But if a dessert is something that you really have always loved, I think that's a great thing to try to prioritize so that you are feeling like you can still participate and you can still have something to enjoy with everybody else. Yeah. So thanks for sharing. Okay. I want to switch gears, Luis, and talk about your recent big change in your life. You and your wife had a baby, a little boy, 2.5 months ago, I think you said. So congratulations, by the way. Hope you are getting some sleep, even though you're probably not getting as much as you would hope. But how has this changed your perspective, you know, becoming a dad on your health?
It's made a big change because before it was just me and my wife. I mean, yeah, we're moving on and everything. It's about what we can do. The moment my son was born, it's now about what can I do to be there as long as I can for him to see those milestones as he grows up. To see him graduate from high school, from college, if that's where he wants to go, and then continue going through there. So it's now, how can I prolong my health as much as possible so I can be there and witness those events for my son as he grows?
So you had mentioned that you are quite the gamer, and also that, you know, kind of before you really transformed your health, you were spending the vast majority of your time indoors, you know, gaming. And now it's nice for you to be able to smell the fresh air, get outside, be more active. So what sort of activities do you really look forward to doing with your son as he gets bigger and as you're really embracing this new quality of life?
So there's a lot of sports that I used to do before. My weight got to that situation where I couldn't do as much. Racquetball, I used to play racquetball quite a bit. I used to play golf. And once I was better because of Virta, I was able to pick up disc golf. So these are all different things. I also played soccer. I don't know. Okay. I'm not very good at soccer, but I can kick the ball. That's all that counts.
Exactly. And run in the right direction, ideally.
Ideally, yes. So, I mean, there's a lot of, I used to be very active and I would always put myself, if somebody invited me, hey, let's go play pickleball. I was like, I've never played it. Well, I guess I'm about to go learn it. So I'm always open to things. So with my health being in a better situation, a position, I want to make sure that my son has those opportunities so we can both enjoy those times.
And it's a great way for you to really instill that value with him as well. As he grows up, he'll see, hey, dad's been really active. Dad loves to golf. Dad loves to do play pickleball or racquetball, and it's something we do together. And then that will be instilled with him within him too as he grows up. And hopefully that will really influence him to want to be an active guy as well and really kind of follow in your footsteps.
Hopefully it does.
Hopefully it does. So, Luis, you are a young guy. You're a young guy. You've got the rest of your life ahead of you. You know, when you think about the next 40, 50, 60 years, what do you want those to look like? You know, what are some of the dreams that you have for yourself?
I think the biggest one is more towards my career and making sure that I can make that impact. So I don't know if you remember, I currently work for Texas A&M. Part of it is I actually work for the admissions part of the office, and I went to college at A&M. So I want to make sure every student has the opportunity to earn an education. So my biggest one is outreach, but that requires a lot of traveling. That requires a lot of movement, going from one place to the other, making sure I can stay active with everything and meet with all the people that I need to.
Yeah. That requires a lot of energy, I imagine, too.
Yes. Yeah. Both mental and physical.
Yeah. Hard to do that if you're just sort of feeling like you can't really get out of your chair a whole lot or have a hard time going up and down the stairs. You know, you need that energy to get through the day and to bring that to the students, I imagine.
Very much, yes.
So when you think about your life, again, the next 40, 50 years of your life, what are some things that you hope to do? Maybe places that you want to travel or milestones that you hope to achieve that maybe you thought you might not be able to do in your lifetime?
I think the biggest one was travel abroad. I am a big soccer fan. I follow the Mexican League a lot, but there's one international team that I follow, which is FC Barcelona. I will like to, at one point, go to their home stadium and actually see a game played there.
That sounds amazing. And who doesn't want to go to Spain as well? Are you going to bring your whole family?
Maybe. We'll see how good they are. We'll think about it and see if they can't appreciate the good sport of soccer, but we'll consider, will they stay at the hotel? And then I'll get to enjoy that. At least they come along.
Oh, there you go. They can do their own thing and you can go to the... You can
to
go
the game.
That sounds fair. So you've been very successful over the past year. You've made a lot of changes and you've really demonstrated the need to be flexible, right? To kind of adapt to different situations and make it work for you. So how have you gone about doing that, maintaining that flexibility so that you can have a sustainable lifestyle change?
I think a lot of it is resiliency. Just making sure that I have that determination that I can do it. And if the moment I start saying that I'm being negative about it and say, I can't do it, then you'll eventually get there. You won't do it because you can't. The other thing is the why. So my biggest one was always my family, my son, which wasn't born just recently. That's who I always have in the back of my head. It can start with just looking at a donut and saying, is it really worth it whenever I can spend more time spending with my son, going somewhere, spending more time with going to events. And is that donut really the cost of taking away that time that I could have had with my son? Because I'm not able to be healthy enough to travel, to move with him, be active with him.
It's a really powerful visual. I think it's so important to have a why that connects you with some form of quality of life that you can think about. Is this worth the trade-off that I might experience, right? And a one-time deal, or, you know, eating a few things that maybe, you know, aren't the best choice for you every now and then, not a big deal. But when you think about those patterns and what it is that you could potentially lose, what you could miss out on, that's just such, that's such a powerful motivator, I think. So if we can get more and more connected to the most specific why, I think that can just make us even more successful. I visualize my mom every time I think about how do I want to live my life. She's 70 something. God, she'd kill me. 72, 73. We'll go with 71. And she is a power lifter, and she could probably lift a car, and she's about 110 pounds. She's tiny. But more active than I'd say most 20-year-olds. And that is how I want to be when I'm her age, is to have that amount of vitality, that energy to be able to keep up with pretty much anybody. She needs to do it for her grandkids, who are all 5, 5, and 7. So not a whole lot of a choice there. But it's a very specific why for me that kind of keeps me going as well. So thanks for sharing your why. And I think that's really important for all of us to have. So to wrap us up today, Luis, you've been, again, really successful over the past year. Tell us about what have been the biggest life changes that you've experienced since starting Virta.
I think the biggest one for me, which I know not a lot of people talk about, is my mental health. Because when I was at home, when I was overweight, I didn't have the energy, I didn't have the motivation. So that started to creep in and technically into depression. So depression was a big one. And the worse that got, the worse my situation was, because I was just kept going down that spiral. Once I started working on getting my health, getting everything checked out, I started becoming more active. I started becoming more energetic, more happy, more lively. Not as, I guess, it wasn't affecting me as much where I didn't feel down on myself, but I was more of like, I'm proud of who I am and where I've done so far. So I want to keep that as my motivation to keep it going. And by doing so, my mental health has honestly been the best in a very long time. And I'm able to say, I got out of this slump once. I just have to keep it going to make sure I know what it feels like to be down there. I don't want to go back down that same road.
Yeah. Mental health is just so, I think we take it so much for granted, and how important it is to feel good. You know, I think we all deserve to feel good every day. I'm not going to feel great every single day, right? We're going to have off days, but when we can really prioritize ourselves and our health and say, I deserve to be taken care of, I deserve to feel great, it really, really makes a big difference in your overall mental state. And again, you mentioned resilience before, just wanting to keep moving forward. So do you have any advice for people who are tuning in today and might be considering making a change, but maybe they're a little skeptical too?
Start small. And even if it's just, if you're considering Virta, just look at their website, look at the information, even if it's just taking a peek, because that can lead to something more. And then once you start doing Virta, start small again. Think about one meal. Instead of worrying about the whole plate as a in general, think about one item that you can swap out and then be Virta healthy. And then eventually you'll start swapping all of the items to the point where you now have a Virta healthy plate. And then there you go. That's one meal. So now you start with the next meal. So everything has a slow progression, But you have those milestones of like, I did my first plate, I'm happy now. Or I have done my full day where I did everything for the health foods, and my grocery lists are now becoming more healthy wise towards Virta stuff, Virta foods that I can combine to make great dishes.
That is such great advice. Thank you so much, Luis. And I think we can end on that. Start small. It's a great way to think about lifestyle changes. And if you're ever not sure where to start, right, you can always reach out to your coach, a trusted friend, someone who's maybe been, who's gone down a similar path. So it was such a joy to have you on the show today, Luis. And you're welcome back anytime. I'd love to chat with you again and see where you're at a year from now and how your life has changed, because you'll have over a year. Your son will be over a year. Life will
over
be totally different.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot will change.
Yes. Yes. Well, thanks again so much for being on the show. And I look forward to seeing how things continue to go for you.
Thank you for the invitation. And always willing to respond. And I'm always wanting to provide updates.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple or Spotify. And if you'd like to regain control of your metabolic health and feel like yourself again, check us out at Virta.com. That's Virta.com. Your Life Reset is for informational purposes only and shouldn't be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Contact your provider if you suspect you have a medical problem. I'll chat with you all again soon. Until then, stay inspired, my friends.